Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Dr. Carmen Hara, and I'm so excited for the show tonight because I have a wonderful guest. And my guest and myself, we are going to try to help you get what you want. And this sounds like such a promise, and probably you're going to ask, well, how can we do that? So we're going to show you, in a way, my guest is going to teach you how to do it for yourself, because we actually have everything we need within ourselves to change our life and to manifest everything, to manifest our desires, our wishes. But in order to do so, we will have, and you will have, to overcome blockages that we spoke before about those blockages that come in negative emotions like fear, doubt, and those old emotions you hold on into. These are the most common things that can cause the self-sabotage. And you will have to open to the channel, to your stream, and welcome that divine energy without any hesitation. And I know you're probably going to tell me, well, I'm trying every day, I'm praying, but we will show you, and my guest will show you how to do it correctly. Because you have to connect to the source. You have to be in touch with that soul that is sending you the blessing with that full conviction that you actually deserve everything you're asking for. So there is a stream of source energy running through every living thing. It is alive within you just as much as it is alive within me. So it, often people live their entire life unaware of this remarkable power that they hold inside. So this power that we have needs to be manifested, and it can actually manifest absolutely anything. So people try to become more and more spiritual just because they know they need to open up to that stream. But the impediments of the physical world hold people back, and they never quite get there. And this actually happened with everything that we've seen lately in the last number of years, this desire, even with the book, The Secret, to attract, you know, what's within you, you will attract, to attract and to manifest things. But the solution is to access that higher consciousness. When there are, in that higher consciousness, there are no limits to the joy, and everything can be yours. So once you connect to that source, you will be shocked to see how easy it is and how easy your life will transform. So for that reason, I invited an amazing person, an author, a spiritual channeler, a radio host, and the next age coach, because his name is David Strinkle. And David's story is fascinating. He began receiving these downloads of thought from a non-physical consciousness that he called a stream. And this happened to him many years ago, back in the 80s, 82. He was very young. He was just a teenager. Since then, he has gone on using this teaching that he received from that source, and he was able to overcome all the obstacles of life and have that joy, that clarity, and the abundance he was asking for. And we live in a world when everybody can live the abundance of the universe. Now, David shares this guidance in and most likely in his best-selling book called The Stream, Eternal Wisdom of a Better Life, and in his radio show called The Stream of David, which is an online program called TYA Bootcamp, which is the shorter Trust Your Abundance. And he is doing all this workshop, and he's teaching people, and he's helping him to bring that wisdom, to connect to the source. Now, David spent many years in the corporate training, and he, at some point, I think he really gave up for the sake of doing this, being on this mission and delivering the stream message to inspire and absolutely to motivate everybody. And since then, he's the host of this popular radio show. He helped many, many people, thousands of people all over the world, to overcome the unwanted habits, the subconscious trauma, all those negative feelings and all those limited beliefs. Now, people who go to his program, they usually experience this major life transformation, miraculous healing, and there's this increase in wealth. They open new businesses, they improve relationships. So I want you to listen to David himself. So I'm going to invite you on the show, and we'll talk about him, his life, and everything that you guys need to learn. And you have this amazing opportunity, because this is a call-in show. You have the opportunity to actually connect to David himself, and he's capable to channel you, to help you connect to the stream, to the source, and see what's within you that might block you and open the door to your consciousness. So, dear David, I'm so grateful to have you on my show, and welcome, and let's do something extraordinary. Let's open the door, you know, to all the possibilities that people need to acknowledge by connecting with you and learning from your teaching. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hara. I really appreciate being on, and appreciate the opportunity to get to know your audience a little bit.
Yes, and first of all, before we go, because I already see a lot of callers online from North Carolina, Stanet, from I think from Ontario. We have, you know, people all over the globe reaching out to the show. I want you just briefly let them know a little bit about yourself. I know I gave you an introduction. If there's something else you want to add up, that can sort of complement everything I've been saying. Just people get to understand the kind of a work you're doing and your background and everything that motivated you to actually give up on a corporate job and do this spiritual work and do the channeling, which I think is such a powerful word. And I also believe that the way you're doing it is totally unique, and you have a technique and you have a method, and I really believe that you being on the show will captivate people, and my audience will be absolutely thrilled to listen to you and to learn from you. So just to make the question a little bit shorter, what made you give up on the corporate job, and what did it within you in your upbringing that made you actually go towards the spiritual path and work on channeling?
Well, in my corporate job, you know, I had this information coming to me my entire life, and I sort of made sense mm-hmm. of all of it in my teens, 20s, and 30s, and I ended up in a very high-paying corporate job throughout my 30s and much of my 40s, teaching commissioned salespeople all over the United States and Canada how to be successful selling furniture. I was in the furniture business. But I thought
wow.
there was so much more I could help people with in their lives.
Right.
Of course, in a corporate environment, you can't teach spirituality. You know, that gets you in trouble. So I had to
right.
keep it to just business. And where I was able to help people, that was my job satisfaction. When I could take somebody who was, for instance, you know, a newly divorced woman who was not used to necessarily being the breadwinner and show her how to make a six-figure income and make her confident about that, and watch her be successful, that was my job satisfaction. But I knew there was so much more available, and I sort of ignored it for a while, Dr. Carmen. I definitely thought, you know, I was in this high-paying job, and I sort of stuck myself there for a little while, just because right. I was making so much money and I thought it was what I had to do. And then one day I realized, gosh, I really need to let go and practice fully.
Right, exactly.
What's coming to me and go right. share this with the world, even if it, you know, costs me money for a little while, it's okay because I know the money's all going to come back. And since I did that, that's when I started my podcast back to just in 2017. And I started reaching people all over the world, and it really started impacting people's lives. And now I will do this for the rest of my life because I see the difference between teachings make in people's lives. And it's not that there's not other teachers out there that have a lot of value. I think every single teacher out there is teaching and connecting with an audience vibrationally, mm-hmm. and people are getting exactly what they need. But the stream goes a little deeper and is a further evolution than a lot of what's been offered before, especially regarding the law of attraction. We go deep into
I kind of want to interrupt you a little bit because I want the audience to understand what is exactly the difference between the stream message versus many other messages that exist out there, like, for instance, Abraham Hicks or like you said, the Secret. So those are messages very powerful, and people pay a lot of attention, people all over the globe bought the book, the Secret. So just give me an idea in which way, you know, your message differentiate from the other messages.
Certainly. That's actually a great question, because when I read The Secret, I thought it was a great message. I think I may have shared in my book, if you saw that part where I said
right, yes.
I was in the law of attraction myself back in 1982. I thought it was my own little creation. For a while,
right.
And of course, I came to realize and understand as a universal law. And The Secret is a great book. It's one of the best-selling books of all time. And it's a very polished version, very surface-level version of what the law of attraction is. And I think it's really helped millions of people come to understand that we create our own reality. And it's changed a large slice of humanity in doing that. And that's why it's perfect for what it is. And the Abraham
right.
teachings are the same way. You know, people love Esther. They love Abraham. It's a beautiful message. It helps people all over the world. And it sort of shares that place yourself mentally and emotionally in vibration situation, and that situation will populate in your life. And it really is about learning how to be happy and learning how to be joyous and learning just to let things flow to you rather than trying to go out and hammer it all into place. So
right.
when I started channeling publicly, one of the first questions I asked the stream, but right before I did this, was why does the world need another channel? Abraham is a beautiful message. Esther's great at channeling. And it came very clearly to me that there are different channels for different people at different times with different needs, and that we were going to take that message. And every message is evolutionary. And we were mm-hmm. going to evolve a little further and a little deeper, because humanity is receiving what they're ready to receive or what we're ready to receive. So we're ready to understand, you know, 10 years ago that, yes, we do indeed create our own reality. Abraham helps with that. The Secret helped with that. And we started using it in our lives. And a lot of your listeners have probably experimented with manifesting intentionally, quote unquote, using the law of attraction with mixed results. That's the thing. Everybody gets mixed results. And very often, the things that we want the most are the hardest things to manifest: money, health, relationships, you know,
right.
curing ourselves, the big stuff. And so I made a deal with the stream that, hey, if I'm going to unleash you on the world and share all of this, I want to dig deep into why we're not able to manifest some of the big stuff that we want when we can all bring ourselves to understand the law of attraction. We see it working in our friends and family and neighbors' lives, but in our personal lives, we have these frustrations. It's like you discover the keys to the universe, but you still can't start the car sometimes. And what my teachings are all about in the Taya spiritual practice is really breaking through those abundance blocks, breaking through those walls, really reprogramming the way that we vibrate, reprogramming
right.
the way that we think, our default vibration
now,
to a vibration that's in alignment with what we want.
For somebody who doesn't, okay, listens to you and says, okay, I don't really understand what's channeling, can you actually make people understand what channeling really means and how can they actually achieve this? Because people sometimes confuse the whole concept of channeling with tapping into a higher dimension. What is really channeling? If you can define the word, the meaning, and how people can do this.
Certainly. Well, we are all of source or of God, and we are all part of that energy. And there's an energetic realm that is well beyond human life, 3D life. It's energetic,
right.
It's eternal, it's the source of all creation, whether you want to call it source or God. It's pure positive
right.
energy, it's pure love, right? And we know, we all know that flows through us and to us. So we all have it available to us. It's our intuition. You know, when you're in a relaxed state, if you're just sitting in joy, playing with your kids or your grandkids or a puppy, or you're taking a shower or you're on a long drive, and you're sort of just
mm-hmm.
relaxed in a state of joy, this good feeling washes over you. And usually with this good feeling comes this inner peace and this even this knowing that we call our intuition. That is our source connection. It's available to all living creatures for sure. The difference between someone who quote-unquote channels and everyone else, we're all tapped into the same energy stream. It's how much do we allow it, and have we brought ourselves to a place where we can actually get very detailed information and taught ourselves to write it and speak it. I believe everybody can do this. I don't think it's the right thing for everybody necessarily, nor does everybody want to do it. But you
right.
really have to get fear out of the way because, you know, Dr. Hara, one of the things, I was very fearful of it. You know, I really didn't know what I was doing with it. I'm a very self-taught person. And so I didn't go seek out mentors and teachers, especially early on in life. I was going to psychics trying to figure this stuff out. And I really wreaked havoc
mm-hmm.
in my personal life in that process.
Right.
But now that I'm older, I look back and realize all of those things that I manifested that were negative now serve me as a teacher. I've been addicted to drugs, Oxycontin. I've been 100 pounds overweight. I've been in a horrible relationship. I've been stuck in a corporate job that I did not like. You know, I've been poor. I've been rich. I've been everything in between. I've manifested my own businesses. I've bankrupted my own businesses. I've done all of that. And now I look back and realize all of that contrast served me. It's true. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I'm not trying to sell people on having a lot of contrast in their lives. In fact, I want you to have less. But understanding that we are all vibrational beings. Our mood, our emotion, our vibration, which is all the same thing, is constantly in flux. We're going up and down this virtual vibrational spiral. Some days we feel great. We daydream. We believe our dreams. And in those moments, we are creating those dreams. And then the next day, we don't feel so good. We wake up on the wrong side of the bed. We're down the spiral. We don't feel as energized. We feel a little doubtful. Maybe fear kicks in. We go down that spiral. Then we start beating ourselves up for being down there, and that makes it worse. And then when we're down there, we're actually down in negative emotion, negative vibration, creating obstacles in our lives. And once we come to understand that that's polarity, that polarity impacts all creation, and that it's a natural state of being to go up and down the spiral, we can ease up on ourselves about it a little bit, not spend as much time down, gain the tools through practices such as what I teach to move out of it up into positive emotion, and be in a happier state almost all the time, regardless of our current conditions. I've taught people who have serious illnesses, people that are homebound, to become joyous and clear, and they've actually healed their illnesses doing this. Healed broken relationships, healed serious wounds from the past, absolutely healed financial problems and gotten better jobs, and started businesses and doing all of these things just by learning to get happy first and be joyous and be one with source first and then letting the stuff roll in, just letting it come.
We're going to go to a break, David. And for everybody, Kristen, Stanet, Camille, and all of you listening, we have a number of callers right now. Hold on the line. We'll be back with you, and we'll take your calls in a minute. Don't go anywhere. Thank you for listening.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back on Umtime Radio. I'm Carmen Hara with my wonderful guest, David, and his book, The Stream, Eternal Wisdom for a Better Life. And that this book is available anywhere books are sold. So we were talking with David before the break about how powerful it is, this channeling. And I think the way we can express it better is by taking one of the callers. And I'm going to go to Kristen because she's a new caller from Illinois. Hi, Kristen. How are you? And thank you for calling in. Can you hear me? Kristen?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Hi, my dear. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm so excited. I'm going to connect you with David. So welcome to the show. And let's see if David suggests the channeling, and feel free to talk about why you called and what motivated you to call and what it is your question to David, and let's see how we can work with you and give like an example to everyone listening, like a channeling example, or in which way you can get help from David, because I'm very confident that this is going to happen.
Okay, thank you.
So you can just tell David, what are your concerns?
Hi, David. I was listening to you, and everything you said just resonated with me. And I was wondering, what is blocking me or anyone else from connecting to the stream when we're very motivated, but we just can't connect?
Usually, if you're down in more negative emotion, that's going to cut you off right away. And then also, just our chattery minds, we cut ourselves off just with our busy mind. We are so programmed now to constantly have media in front of us. We're flipping our phones. We're, you know, listening to music. We're watching television. We're on a computer. We're doing stuff, and we're highly caffeinated very often, myself included. And our brains are just running so fast. And this is an evolutionary thing in society because we have so much media and so much stimuli coming at us. It's harder and harder and harder to quiet our minds, and that's the value of meditation, certainly. But we've taken, in our Taya practice, we even go a little further, and doing these little quick, clear meditations throughout the day. So I recommend doing a meditation in the morning and quieting your mind as much as you can, but don't get into trying to hammer it into place, because that's where we get tripped up. When you sit and think, well, gosh, I need to quiet my mind, but I can't quiet my mind, and I'm sitting here and I can't do it, and then, you know, you sort of start going down the spiral a little bit with it, and your emotion starts to drop. You want to be up in positive, high emotion to get source, because source is pure positive emotion. When you go down into negative at all, or when you're drowning it out, you're stopping that from coming to you, and it's always available. So finding your own path to doing a morning meditation, even if you're just looking outside and appreciating everything that you see, breathing, having a cup of tea or coffee or something like that, and just spending a little quiet time and setting an intention for your day to be a joyous day, to move safely and stress-free through your day, to have just wonderful interactions with other people. And then remember to check in with yourself and keep that vibe up throughout your day. That will change your life. Without even changing conditions, that will change your life.
Okay, perfect. Amazing advice. I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to ask? Do you want David to channel, go deeper into the root of the problem? Because I personally feel that there's more within you that makes you feel this way. I feel that I may be wrong, but I sense that something is going back in your past. So there is maybe a blockage coming from somewhere for years ago, probably having to do with the relationship that didn't go right. Do you feel the same way?
Oh, absolutely, I do. I feel that there's a fear or a block somewhere, and I can't. Mm-hmm. I don't know consciously what it would be. So yeah, I mean, any help or channeling, anything he could give me would help.
If he can help you, David, can you help her go to where the root of the problem is? Because I personally think, even from the perspective of the psychological work, when you bring to consciousness, you know, some trauma, some post-traumatic stress disorder, something that happened to a person that relates to an episode, to a relationship that went wrong, to a divorce, to a loss of somebody, those things, they tend to go dormant in the subconscious mind, and they create those emotions that are blocking, you know, an individual through life. And what you helping people do is go to the source, you know, and try to elevate, you know, the vibration energy and release that suffering that existed at some point in life. And I wanted to see whether you can channel her for a minute.
Absolutely. And I will bring the stream in, and they will announce themselves. If you haven't heard me do this before, I'm just giving everybody a fresh course. But I can do it very quickly because I'm in a very high vibration with all of you here. So I'll bring them in, and there's definitely a technique that they will get into with you to try to identify this. Sometimes it takes time, but at least you'll know what it is, and we can continue, you know, off air if need be. We are here. We understand the question that has been asked. And we guide you to go back into very early childhood. And the reason that we guide you to go back into very early childhood, that even though you may have had traumatic situations that have occurred throughout your life, they are always rooted in the first few years of your life. And it's important that you understand that from your soul consciousness perspective, you come to planet Earth, you come to physical manifestation seeking freedom and joy, seeking physical expression of freedom and joy, but also, more importantly, you come from that perspective seeking contrast. You come seeking problems to solve and obstacles to overcome, understanding from that higher consciousness perspective that those problems, when you solve them, those obstacles, when you overcome them, drive new creation. They are the storms that come through your lives and do destruction and damage, and they need to be repaired. And very often, if you choose to do so, you build back an even better, stronger, more perfect version than what was there before. This is the basis of all creation. Contrast is the launch pad of all new creation in your lives and universally. So contrast is not a bad thing. Problems and obstacles are not a bad thing. And when you accept that they are not, and you find your path to meeting them in joy, you will find far fewer of them in your life. Now, you are speaking of a block, and you are sharing that you believe that there is an origin of this block. We will tell you that what David shared was not inaccurate, that absolutely your chattery mind and your down the spiral time absolutely disconnects you from our energy, but you absolutely have things in your past. If you have not worked on them, you have transgressors. And we will tell you that anything in your life, present or past, that you cannot look upon in full appreciation, looking upon it and not saying I forgive, but saying I fully appreciate that for what it did for me, that is a transgressor for you, and that is indeed, as was shared, caught up in your lower vibration. These are the things that do block you. These are the things that trigger you down your spiral in the negative emotion. And very often, there are roots. In fact, there are always roots that are early childhood roots. There can be a little something that was said by a parent, perhaps, when you were 4 or 5 years old that led you to believe that you were less than, that you were not worthy, that you needed to go hide in a corner and not be seen or heard. And perhaps from that parent's perspective, it was their own contrast, their own down the spiral time, something they said in passing that they do not even remember. But from your 3-, 4-, 5-year-old mindset, that was monumental to you. That first feeling of my parent does not approve of me, someone doesn't love me, I'm not the right kind of person, that sticks in you. And that, if not tended to through appreciation, through a detuning process of appreciation, that will branch out into multiple areas of your life. And that can produce a child that is bullied on the playground, to a teenager that is abused by her boyfriend, to a woman that is abused by her husband, to someone that is bullied at work, to someone who is full-on abused by a partner or a spouse. This is just an example, but all of these things have that little seed, that little root. And we always guide you to go back and discover the root. And you can do this through a process that takes a little bit of time and a little bit of journaling and soul searching, but you can detune that root. You can look at that from your now higher perspective. You can look at your contrast very differently, understanding how it serves you, understanding that it's your desire, and find your path to appreciation of it. In fact, you can find your path to appreciation of anything. David was speaking to someone in his boot camp whose son was murdered by a serial killer, brutally. And he asked her, are you ready to fully appreciate the murder of your child and the murderer? And she said yes, because she understands the value in walking her path to that appreciation. Now, we have provided an extreme example, and we fully understand from your human perspective, finding appreciation for an act such as that is a lengthy process, but there's a lot of value in that process.
Now I'm going to interrupt you a second, because I feel like interrupting you, because I want to ask Kristen whether she resonates with that moment in the childhood. Do you resonate with that?
There's no specific example I can remember, but it's definitely resonating with me for sure. Yes.
Okay, so you felt like something probably happened or something, because he's so right when he said, you know, something that manifested at an early age, like, and this comes true from Freud, who used to say that everything goes back to the childhood. So if something there, you know what I mean,
yes,
that you might not remember, you know, existed within yourself, it manifested later on in the relationship with the man in your life. It manifested in your ability to create the best version of yourself. It manifested in the relationship with generated income, in believing in yourself, in the tendency of self-sabotage. So there is what the source of those emotions, the dark side of you, that shadow of you. That's the explanation of everything. But I wanted to make sure that you remember something. Would have been very interesting. But I personally think that it reflected way in your 20s and your 30s in terms of dealing with the people who came into your life, you know, to reflect those emotions. I really think that that happened. And I really think that David is making you, you know, pinpoint and release it. Release it. And I love the way he's putting it and how phenomenal it is for somebody to be able to appreciate a murder. You know, that's like, I've never heard anything like this, that deep and that profound, David. I want to tell you, it's the deepest and more profound statement I've ever heard in my career. That's a big statement.
Oh, yes. It's amazing. And I'll definitely journal, meditate, and sit with this and try
mm-hmm.
to clear it.
Please. And I'm so glad that you called in, because I hope this is going to help. I hope you will discover something. I hope this is going to help you break through, you know. And I invite you to call again on this show, or call David's show all the time, you know, to keep up with progressing through life. You know, when you open to the source, then your life will start changing. And it's extraordinary to be able to share the change with the other people and the other listeners. Thank you so much, Kristen. I'm so grateful that you call in.
Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Oh, you're so wonderful. I'm going to go to North Carolina to Stanet. Hi, my dear. How are you?
Hello. I'm well. Thank you.
Okay. It's such a pleasure to have you on with David. And as you can see, David is just opening a door of the mind that is extraordinary, that should be, you know what I mean? He's a he's embracing and taking everything to another level. So I'm going to connect you with David, and please see in which way David can help you channel the problem that you have, or feel free to ask him questions.
Okay. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hi. My question today is, I've been out of work for several months, really several years. And I've been trying, I've done everything that I've needed to do to get the job, even, you know, interviews, meditation, resume fix up, even, you know, focus on my energy. And I'm not getting the job that I desire, or I'm even open to other jobs. And I would like to know, what is the root cause that I'm going through this, and what are the solutions that can be presented to help me be on that, you know, frequency or that level for, you know, to receive and that new job?
We would first guide you to ensure that you're not trying so hard. Very often when there's something that you really, really want, you find yourself trying to hammer it into place, whether you are applying and sending out your information, or you are simply trying to, quote-unquote, allow it. Very often this idea of allowing culminates in your sitting and trying to conjure. And the signal that you are sending to the universe when you are trying is that you do not have it. You want it, and you do not have it. And the universe will respond to that by sending you a cycle of wanting it and not having it. And if you're not having it, this is why. This is your very own block created in your wanting it so much. If you move yourself to a space of feeling joyful, feeling happy, feeling abundant, feeling connected, without the change in the condition, without looking for it, without trying to make it happen, without trying to conjure it all, and simply make your focus being happy, being joyous, finding things to appreciate each and every day, you will lighten up, and you will remove that block. The wanting of something and the prolonged wanting of something when you are not manifesting it simply takes you further and further down the spiral and continues that scenario until you learn to release that block of wanting it so much and trying to hammer it into place that sends out the wrong signal. The signal that we are guiding you to is one of joy, one of appreciation of everything in your now state, understanding that that will lift you up. And when you are uplifted up in positive emotion, the universe automatically delivers abundance to you.
Okay.
We will ask, do you feel like you have done this, and perhaps there are some things that you can change around this, or do our words resonate?
The words resonate, but I have released it. I've wanted it, but I've released it. And I'm just trying, I've been in the place of joy and happiness, but at the same time, I try to keep the desperation out of it and the fear. You know, money's running low and all that kind of stuff. So that part I creeps up on me, and I would just like to know, how can I release that fear and be okay with where I'm at and be open more, or open to what comes my way?
We would guide you to also separate the employment topic from the money topic. They are truly two different things. You are well aware there are people that receive money in your world, not from work.
True.
Mm-hmm. And it's very likely that you have some blocks from early in your life around money, some things that you were perhaps taught, that money is not easy, money does not come easily, that people of your background perhaps do not have money, so things of those examples of that nature, that those are blocks that you can detune through an appreciation process, appreciating the fact that those messages, though well-intended, do not serve you, and appreciating and releasing the fact that you were perhaps taught some things that have instilled some limiting beliefs that you were holding on to, that are part of you, but they do not have to remain part of you. You can change anything about yourself that you want to change, including your default vibration regarding money and regarding your employment. And if you separate the two topics, do not allow them to overlap whatsoever. Daydream, when you do, about doing something that you love to do all day. Daydream about the universe always taking care of all your needs, having a roof over your head, having food to eat, having clothes to wear, being able to do the activities that you wish to do. Feel good about that without stepping into the hammering it into place zone. And you will keep your vibration high and light. We guide all of you to be very easy about these things, not trying to hammer them into place. Are you enjoying? Are you appreciating? Are you knowing? Are you trusting the universe? Are you trying to make it happen? And if it's not coming, even though you are doing this quote-unquote work, every single time it's because you're doing too much of the work. You are trying too hard to hammer it into place. Try something different. Try, as you have said, releasing it. Separate those two topics. Perhaps go back into your past and do a little work regarding detuning the ideas around employment, the ideas that perhaps you have that jobs are hard to come by and it's difficult for you to get one and you haven't done well at work in the past, or perhaps you lost a job unexpectedly and that really shifted your vibration around that. Go and explore and see where you need to detune through a path of appreciation. And like we shared before, go back to early childhood. Go back to the conditions that you were in when you were very, very young. What were you taught? Do you need to detune those things? When you detune the roots, all of the branches of the roots become a lot easier for you to deal with and detune. And eventually you will learn to detune all of it.
Okay.
Does it make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. It sure does.
Have you ever thought about trying something independent other than being employed, working on your own?
I did that, and I let it go a year ago.
It didn't work?
It didn't work. It wasn't. It was great, but didn't get much clients, and, you know, it just fizzled out, so I let it go.
Don't you think you let it go too fast? I'm just asking. I just have a feeling that you could have done it a little bit differently. And I also think that your fear of not generating enough income kick in, and then things didn't work the right way. So that's the blockage stopped from succeeding. Because I have a sense that you can do work independently way better than being employed. Plus, you can generate way more money. I mean, what David does, what I do, we are independent people. We're not employed by the corporate world, but, you know, we're not. I have never been employed by anybody. I always had my own business. I don't even know what it is, and I don't think I can be used that in working in any for any industry. So, bottom line, I sense the same thing about you, and I feel like you had a start. Then you didn't continue. You had a feeling it's not happening. And it was like a self-sabotage when we're talking about you, where you were going with your opportunities and possibilities and the skills that exist within yourself and the talent that exists in yourself that is not used. And there's nothing worse than being talented, being creative, having an idea of a business and not being able to express it properly. So you can become successful. Do you agree with me, David?
We will share that working for yourselves and making your own way is definitely a higher vibration for you. You are all freedom-seeking beings. You come here understanding that freedom and joy is available to you. And when you are reporting to someone else, when you are living or facilitating someone else's dream, you are not in full freedom and you are not in full abundance. You are very often sticking yourself there as humanity out of fear. Now, there are certainly those of you that have made peace with that and are able to find joy in employment, and we are not necessarily guiding you toward or away anything. But if you have been self-employed, and you enjoyed the idea of it, but you were not vibrationally able to make it work, you still can. If it is still your desire to do that, and you feel unfulfilled because you were not successful in your mind, that is another reason that you are holding yourself back from moving forward. Because you know on a vibrational level that you can go back, do what you want to do, pursue your passion, and be successful, especially with these new tools that you are now acquiring.
You know what I'm asking, David? What is the reason why she's not finding any kind of job? You know what I mean? Okay, other than the fear, the negative emotion, the childhood, the everything. What it is that she cannot, what is stopping her for being able to find a lucrative job or being hired somewhere, you know, where she can generate a good income? Why not? You know, because she's bright, she has all the skill. What is really stopping? You might say, well, this, but more concretely, can we be a little bit more specific? Can you ask, when you channel, is there a specific thing that's blocking her?
The blockage is the true desire is to allow a flow of money, not necessarily to go back to working for someone else. There is a deep soul desire for freedom that was not fulfilled in that business. And
okay, so there we go.
Ways. We can return back to self-employment with new tools and new skills and renewed confidence and have a certainly better experience in higher allowing, or release all of that, understand that a job could be setting an intention for something to land in your lap that you do not have to go out and work for and look for, something that will land in your lap that will be the perfect vehicle to exactly what you want. Setting your intention there, making your work being joyous, and leaving it at that, and leaving it to the universe to fill in the details, including the income in the meantime.
I think that what happened in the show for you tonight, it go back, you know what I mean, to the moment in which you thought about being independent and working for yourself. Go back to that moment, you know, and set the intention again in the universe, like David said. And try do this. Let's see if this is, because I feel like this time, this might be different. You will operate at a different vibration within yourself. So consequently, you will bring in that stream of clients. You will bring in the people to be interested in everything that you have to offer them. And it's going to create a total, so shift the experience. You know, I was watching yesterday Tiger Woods, like everybody did on television, and I had so much respect for somebody who went down, you know what I mean? And nobody has ever thought that he will recover and go on top of the pyramid. And I admire that endurance, that resilience, you know what I mean? That power within this man to prove the world, yes, we can do whatever we want, you know? We can be broken in pieces, you know, and come together and be on the top of the pyramid again. Because what? We did it before. So if we did it before, we can do it again. And it's never too late. It's just so, the message was so extraordinary yesterday. And I think that any of us, we should think that there's something within that power within ourselves that we lose. And that's David's teaching. You disconnect from that power within you. To be where you meant to be. And I think if you go back to that path and said, I'm going to prove myself, I'm going to go and do it better than ever, and I'm going to be a winner, the moment you set that in motion, I think you will create a phenomenal business. I would love to hear from you 6 months from now and see where you stand, you know, in accessing your source of energy and your power within yourself. And getting back in on the right track in a way you couldn't even imagine years ago, or not even now. So let's set a record. Let's do something extraordinary. Because what David does, he teaches people, that is there. The possibility is there. You can make it happen. Let's do it, girl. Do you agree?
Definitely.
Good. I'm so excited.
Thank you so much.
Okay, my love. And I'm going to go back to David now. David, I love your teaching. I am so moved by everything, by the way you speak, by the way you know what I mean, the deep sense of your message. Your message is is extraordinary. It's but the way you're putting it, that's what I love. The way you conquer the hearts of people in letting them know how to do it and how significant it is and teaching them your techniques. I wanna let our audience know where they can find your books and give us a little bit about your entire business, the way you're doing it and where people can come and go to your boot camps and everything else. So give us a little bit of details for the audience.
Certainly. Sorry, I was channeling and now I'm not, so it's a little abrupt for me sometimes.
I'm sorry. My fault.
That's okay. I'm getting, you know what, you're making me get a lot better at this, and I need to get better at it and shift gears back and forth. So the book is The Stream, Eternal Wisdom for a Better Life. It's available Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and a lot of other fine bookstores, but definitely those two are the main places to get the book. I also have a Facebook group called Law of Attraction 2.0. And that's a great place. I channel there live.
Right.
Every Saturday morning, I channel the stream. They answer questions, much like what you've seen here today. And that's just a wonderful group. Law of Attraction 2.0 is the next evolution of Law of Attraction.
Love it. Law of Attraction 2.0. Okay. Okay.
So that's a great place. But the main hub for everything is thestreamofdavid.com. And you can learn about TYA Boot Camp. It's T-Y-A. Stands for Trusting Your Abundance, and that program is changing lives of people all over the world. It's an 8 to 12 week boot camp where people get in and do a lot of work changing their vibration, releasing their abundance blocks, getting rid of all of that lower vibrational stuff way back to early childhood, leaving with amazing confidence. In fact, they don't really leave. They go into my base camp community for life if they want to. And amazing confidence with the tools to change anything about their lives they want to change. And a whole new perspective on life, positive and negative, everything that's going on around us. It allows you to live a life of joy every day, regardless of what's going on in the news.
Exactly. And people should always project a better future. They should always, as a rule of thumb, detach from the negative emotion, always welcome new joys, always make the necessary changes in life, avoid acting of fear, and always listen to the intuitive mind. So there are things that, you have to do in life. You have to keep your conscience clean so that in this way you have a direct line to the divine world. But I don't know if we have two, three minutes, and I'd love to take one more caller because there are so many people waiting. And I'm going to go to Ontario. So you know what I'm doing to you? I'm sending you back to channeling, so I'm testing you. But anyhow, David. Right, exactly. But I just love, switching gears because it just it gives you an amazing feeling of feeling like you can go there to the source any second. It doesn't matter you disconnected. You go back with a speed of light. So I'm going to go to Ontario to Camilla. Hello, my dear, if you're still on the line, because I know you've been waiting for more than an hour.
Hello, Carmen. It's worth it any time. I salute. Yes, I salute you and David.
Okay. So now, Camilla, how can we help? How David can help you?
The waiting is worth it.
Oh, you're so sweet. So let's see in which way David can be instrumental in helping you a little bit with your problems that you are facing right now or anything in your life that you feel is not moving in the right direction.
Yes, Carmen. 10 years ago, I was pretty sick with depression, with everything. And I'm so thankful to you because you were my first stepping stone. And I started to get deeper and deeper to know about Abraham and Esther and Dwayne Dyer and Bruce Lipton and Greg Braden and all those guys, studying them. And right now, I just get a work interview at the job where you were predicting me last week. And even the name, what you give it to with L, the lady's name is Lena. And hope it's happening. And I would like just to know.
Let's see what David
it's
says.
It's really going to work out in a big way.
David is the new, the new coach, the person who takes it to another level. And let's see if in a short 1 or 2 minutes that we have left, if David is capable to give you some things, like a little bit of help and opening the door of your mind, you know, to what you need to achieve.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much, Carmen. Thank you.
We will first start by sharing that we will not predict your future, because your future is up to you. Your future is up to you maintaining
yes.
the high vibration of everything working out exactly as it should, and not getting so concerned about this particular position or not. Simply stating what you want, that you want a high vibration position that will be everything that you want it to be, that will give you everything that you want, that will be joyous for you as long as you stay in alignment with that, and really getting out of your own way and just leaving it at that, and not feeling the need to hammer away at it any deeper, and understand that if it comes to fruition from that high vibration, it is absolutely the right thing for you. And if it does not, do not allow yourself to go down into negative. Do not go down your spiral. Understand that.
So we're coming to the end of the show, Davey, and I'm so sorry about that. The show was too short for us. But go and buy David's book, The Stream, Eternal Wisdom for a Better Life. And David, I'm so eternally grateful to you for being part of the show. We have to do it again. You know, we need you. You're absolutely amazing. And for everybody, you know, that want to be in touch with David, go on Facebook and try to connect with David and go buy his book and go to his boot camps. And, you know, this is the way that we progress through life. And I'm very grateful to you because you're part of this show. I'm Carmen Hara on Home Time Radio. Thank you for listening.